Maddie!
Maddie? What are you...
The nun is here. She's in the hall. I saw her through the window.
Oh, God. They're both here.
Get out. Now.
Where is she?
She's behind you.
They're here. They're both here.
Get out of there. Quickly.
Okay. Keep your eyes closed. Whatever you do, don't look at them. I'm fine. I am protected. My angels are with me, surrounding me. She's angry too. I can feel hate, so much hate. Why do you stay here? What good would it do to continuously relive these horrible moments? Don't you want to move on? Don't you want to be free?
Why did you kill me?
You can't escape, my dear.
Why did you kill me? Why did you kill me?
Stop this! Let her go! You can move on too, trust me. It's a much better place. Oh God, if I can only get back to the front of the building. I think I'm close. This is the door, back to the main entrance. I can feel the pattern of the wood, yes. Yes, this is it. Oh gosh, open, please. It's so stiff. Come on, damn you. Oh, oh thank goodness.
Eleanor, are you all right?
I'm fine. They've gone. It's all right.
Oh, I could see them. With you.
You didn't look directly at them, did you?
No. The glass was frosted. I just saw an outline. It was horrible.
You'll be all right. Why are you still here? You need to get to Jack.
I can't leave you.
Go. I'll be fine. I have to do the next part on my own.
Okay.
You can still make the 10:20 train if you make a dash.
All right. Call me, will you?
Yes, of course. Now go. I've just been listening back to my recording. I can hear both spirits on the tape. It's strange, but they are much clearer on the recording than anything I heard at the time. The more curious thing was during playback. I could hear the nun, Lady Amelia, sobbing. Very distressing, but I could see her right here. When I stopped the tape, she vanished. She was faint, much fainter than when I saw her before, distorted almost. She was standing beside my bed. Her head was in her hands. Is a part of her imprinted on the tape? I'm back in the hall. Sucker for punishment, I know. I have a torch with me, in case there are any more blackouts. I have the portrait of Amelia, the nun, and I'm standing opposite the portrait of Frederick. I'm going to place the paintings opposite each other and summon them both. I want them to face each other, something they won't have done for hundreds of years. I'll put this down. Hopefully, by trapping a part of the entities on this tape, I can at least weaken their strength. Okay, I'm going to change the tape. This final cassette recording will be the last I make here, never to be listened to again. Okay. Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Yes, the counter's going round, and we are recording. Very important. This tape contains traces of the spirits that haunt Varley Grange and its surrounding estate. It should never be played. Ever. Okay. I sit in a circle of white light. My angels are here and I thank them for their love, guidance and protection. I speak to the two spirits that reside in these walls, Lord Frederick Varley and Lady Amelia Varley, brother and sister, One a murderer, the other forced to an eternity here. Both are cursed. I ask you, spirits, to leave this place. This is no longer a place for hurt or anger. I ask you both to come to me now and face each other. Pain and your evil ways be behind. Come now and face one another. Villain, villain, pain and foe, reverse this torment. Turn on him and see his face. Elements of water, elements of air, let cruelty, pain and evil ways behind. Come to my light. I am here in the light, goddess of light.
This feels like I'm continuing Mum's work. I feel like it was meant to happen. Weirdly, our two timelines have come together. It's strange, but if I'd gotten hold of her tapes a week or so later, I might have missed the connection. What she was involved with was very strong, this haunting. When Mum investigated Varley Grange, it was the 200th anniversary. Anniversaries can be powerful things. Our bodies remember past trauma or grief, even if mentally we aren't aware. In 1973, there were two deaths involving guests of the house. Thanks to Mum, it stopped there. Or at least we think it did. She certainly managed to lessen the effect of the curse or haunting, stopping any real harm by using the analog tape as a trapping barrier, as I discovered myself with the Reynolds case. There's no record of any incidents from the people who have since purchased the painting, but looking at the damage, I think it may have something to do with the fire of the 80s. What Adam has found out for me is its sales history. Every time it's been resold, it's been at a drastically reduced amount, a loss each time. Everyone who comes into contact with it wants it gone, so it must still be dangerous. I've seen a little of it myself. It needs to be taken out of circulation, locked away somewhere safe. Mum decided not to burn it. I think she was right. I'm going to phone Angela at the College of Psychic Studies at Grosvenor Square. I think she might have a good idea of what to do. It's getting late. My train home is in the afternoon, so I'll have some time to look around the town before I go. Okay. Can you hear that? It's the alarm. Oh, bloody hell. John! Oh, you're awake! I think someone's broken in. Oh, God, can you turn it off?
Yeah, it's downstairs.
Thank God.
The front door's broken. I'm calling the police. Wait here a minute.
Has anything been stolen? I've just had this feeling. The painting. It's gone. It's gone. It was here last night, but...
John? John, where are you?
I'm in here!
It doesn't look like anything's actually been taken.
There is one thing missing. The painting.
Ha ha ha! The Demonic Tapes Podcast, Season 2, The Haunting of Varley Grange. Based on the short story, The Dead Man of Varley Grange, by Anonymous. The series was written by Richard Mansfield and Adam Wooden, and is a Mansfield Dark production, starring Jenny Fox as Eleanor West, with Eleanor Aldous as Maddie, Henry Regan as Henry, William Vasey as Jack, and Matthew Hunt as Jonathan West. Featuring Darren Munn, Ivor Gray, Mark Mander, Brody Bradford Tom, and Kath Connolly. The Demonic Tapes feature films are available on YouTube for free. Just search Mansfield Dark Channel.